broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
8:12 Wednesday night. What a week of Fort Recovery sports.
Great sports this week.
And it starts off with this lady to our left and her tremendous cross-country weekend. And we are going to come right back. We're going to talk to Christy. And man, they had something, Fee. The girls win the, is it district? Is that what they're called
districts,
now?
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
We win the district and we advance to this Saturday for the regional. And some of the times those girls had this weekend was unbelievable. And they actually have a shot.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to Coach about that. And we're going to talk about, they're really young. And
absolutely. Future is bright.
And hopefully we get Brent Niekamp. Brent had a Mac meeting tonight. Coach Niekamp hopes to stop up. Might be able to
catch him, maybe.
Yeah. Might be able to get up here to talk a little bit about the playoffs coming up this Saturday night. Indians travel to Arcana. Take on the Trojans in a 14-3 battle. And Fee, bring it on. Great draw.
It ain't a Mac school. I say we're happy.
No, that's
exactly
I agree.
Right. We're very happy.
Yep.
Bring them on.
No, that's about all we could hope for. That was best case scenario.
Yeah, great draw.
And we didn't have to drive 3 hours.
No.
Somewhere we have no idea where it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And Maidrides.
Maidrides on the way.
Yeah. Can't beat it.
Yep.
Except I don't think you're allowed to go in yet. I think you have to eat them in the car.
I don't know if they'll ever open up. Why?
Because I won't eat it. I can't eat that stuff in the car. It'd be all over the car.
And your new shirt. And your new shirts.
That's in the new shirt.
Next time you go, let me know. I'll bring my dog.
He'll clean it up. He'll lick her all up.
Or I'll do it right before my oil change and you guys will vacuum it all up.
We can take it all out.
You can get fed while you're changing his oil.
There you go.
And then we're going to talk about the tremendous run the girls volleyball team's on.
We're hot right now.
A great win last night versus the Lincoln View Lancers.
Huge win. 3-0.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate. We just came after them and got them. I love it.
Yeah, and they are peaking at the right time, like our cross-country team is. And you know what? It's amazing how you just get that momentum, get the flow going, and good things happen.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that a little bit earlier in the year. You know, when we had Travis on here, the losses we've had have been so good. I mean, the teams are so good that we play tough competition, and we have to be the team that everybody's in that tournament saying, we don't want no part of them.
Yeah.
And they're starting to show that right now.
Yes, definitely.
I'm with you, brother.
Let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection. Here are just a few items in their freezer section that'll help you save time and money. They have about a dozen varieties of Banquet and Michelina's frozen dinners for just $4 for $5. Packages of Hot Pockets are $2 for $5. They have 8-count packages of Best Choice Burritos for $4.99, and Banquet Pot Pies are $5 for $5. And they have many varieties of ready-to-heat and eat meals from Healthy Choice, Lean Cuisine, and P.F. Chang's. Stop in and check out their selection at Wayne Street Market, your hometown store that saves you more.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
It's Halloween weekend and Brick Street Tavern is having a big party this Saturday. Costumes are welcome and Rock and Russ will be playing your dance and party music all night long. So get your costume ready, grab your friends, and head on up for a great party. Don't miss the Halloween party at Brick Street Tavern this Saturday night. It's always one of the biggest parties of the year. And they'll have Hammer Jockeys playing live next Saturday night. Halloween festivities in Fort Recovery will be held on Sunday, October 31st. The traditional Halloween parade will start at the high school commons at 2 o'clock, and it'll end at Van Treese Park where the costume judging will start around 2:30. There will be prizes awarded in several categories of costumes. Then it's trick-or-treat time from 3 to 5. Residents, please turn on your porch light if you want the trick-or-treaters to stop, and trick-or-treaters, please only stop at the houses with their porch lights on. Sunday, October 31st, Halloween fun in Fort Recovery. Parade starting at the High School Commons at 2 o'clock, costume judging at Vantrees Park at 2:30, trick-or-treat from 3 to 5. While you're out trick-or-treating this Sunday, you're invited to stop by Christ Chapel, the Red Door Church, for Fall Fest from 3 to 6 p.m. In addition to trunk-or-treat, they're going to have games, crafts, pumpkin painting, a campfire, chili, and hot chocolate and cider. All are welcome, so stop by for a minute or spend the afternoon at Fall Fest at Christ Chapel, 105 South Elm Street.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Joined by the girls and boys, cross-country coach, Christy. First of all, welcome to the show, and thanks for stopping up. I know you're busier than crap, but we appreciate you stopping up. And
absolutely.
This is what year for you?
This is my third year as head coach, and I'm fifth year that I've been coaching.
You're doing it.
And this, so how many times have we moved on to the?
I think every year that I've coached, except for my first year head coach, we didn't move on to state. But since I've started coaching in 5 years, we've had somebody make it to state every year but one.
Yeah.
And we've moved to regionals, I think, every year.
Is you know, we talk about how strong the MAC is in volleyball and football, and it's kind of that way in cross country as well,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, I mean, this weekend we get at regionals, the top seven teams make it out, and probably four of those will be MAC teams,
yeah.
Maybe five.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are the MAC teams are the ones that we're keeping our eye on because they're the ones we know. And
sure.
Yeah.
How did it go Saturday? How's that? Was there two divisions of D4s or D? What?
We're D3, and there's two district. There's two Division III district races at that venue. So it's kind of a rigmarole. You have to. Yeah, all the coaches have to put in seating information, so all of the teams get seated. And so we got the race we wanted to be in.
Yeah.
I mean, we were seated second. And we did not want to be with Minster. So
yeah, sure.
Minster, of course, won their district race. And not that I think we would have made it out of that race,
sure,
as well. But I don't want to be in that race because all six or seven of their girls take up the individual spots.
Yeah.
And I like to try and get as many of my girls individually,
yeah,
qualified,
yep,
as we can. So
when you look at your team this year, and you knew you had a strong team. You had,
yeah,
some, you had the Will girl was coming back, and you had some freshmen who...
Young girls, yeah.
Young girls, and you see them all this summer. You've seen these kids running all the time, and you had... Your expectations were pretty high, and they haven't disappointed.
No, I mean, I think the kids maybe probably expected a little bit more, but every year is different. You just don't know. We've had a lot warmer year this year than we've had in the last couple,
yeah,
years. I mean, it didn't get cold till what, last weekend?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that affects things. You know, the times are what they are. That doesn't matter so much. I mean, they just, as long as they go out and race, and they've been doing that. They've been winning invitationals. They've been getting runner up. That's what else can you ask?
And we kind of, I mean, I don't want to, but we were really not that healthy last weekend, correct?
No, we've had, like, over the last month, probably five of the top seven have had something, like, not some type of illness, whether it's just been a cold or who knows.
Yeah. You know?
Well, that's one thing with running, too.
Yeah.
Having a cold is not good. That can't be good.
I mean, they're still out there doing it.
Right.
It's not like they're not doing well. They're doing well, but yeah, there have been some struggles the last month. So, I don't, you know, now that the junior high is done, this week and a little bit last week, I was able to actually run with the high school a little bit more. And they look good.
Look good.
I ran with them tonight, and I'm like, well, they're smoking me. This is good. You know? This is good.
You, let's talk about that. And you know, and I see you running out there on TV, you know,
yeah,
when you run, and you're still in amazing shape. And when you run against kids like this, and they say, well, coach, you know, she was an all-stater,
yeah,
and you're running, you're like, I can't beat these girls anymore.
No, they're all smoking me. I don't run with them that much. I do easy runs with them, so yeah. I don't have to work very hard. But I ran their workout with them Monday, which I haven't run a workout probably with them hardly at all this year. Just when we've got the full team and we've got the junior high, that there's usually I need to be doing other things.
Yeah.
But I ran their workout with them Monday in the rain. It was miserable, and I mean they were. I thought I was doing okay, and no, the last 100 meters of every rep, they're smoking me.
Okay, so
see, that was awesome.
So explain to me when you say their workout, they just don't go out and run.
Well,
you have a
they do
how
Sundays.
Do you do that?
Well, like on Monday, their workout was they did a mile warm up, then they had 300 meters. They had five or six of those, and they ran them at mile pace. So I give them a time, like, here's what your mile pace is, here's what you should hit for 300 meters. And then, so it's faster than what they would be running in a race. They kind of jog slog around to start it again, and it was just a continuous run, and then they got a mile cool down. So it wasn't that normally we have a lot more breaks, but we kind of kept it rolling this week. But I mean, they're running.
So you're pushing
hard.
Them a little bit. This
they're
week.
Running hard. Yeah. I mean,
that's
good. We normally Mondays are our workout days where we're doing faster stuff, and it's not as much volume at this point. But we want to keep the legs turning over and keep them.
So you got the weather coming up Saturday. Doesn't sound great. Kind of sounds wet. So do you get them out? You know, the next couple of days are going to be wet. Is that good to get them out there in that? And or are they ready for the?
I don't
element.
Think the rain bothers them. I mean, it hasn't rained that much this year. I mean, in years past, we've gotten poured on plenty of times. But, I mean, I don't know. They look great on Monday, and it'll be raining the next 2 days, and they will be out there running. It's fine.
So
I don't think the weather is a big deal for us. We our kids, and Trevor included, don't seem to be bothered.
Not bothered many.
No. That is a big deal for some teams, and I like to think that we run well. We don't even have to run that well. We can probably run a B or a B plus meet, and other teams will freak out about that.
Yeah.
So if I love that. We run a B plus, and they go, well, who are these people?
Yeah, I mean, there will be plenty of teams that will be intimidated by that and will not show up, and their kids will be freaked out by it, and that's normal, but this group of kids doesn't get worried.
Don't get
about
too
that.
Nervous.
That's awesome.
That's good. That's good.
Let's talk about this group of kids. Let's and I know you don't have any senior. Oh, you have one senior.
We have Alyssa Heinrichs as a senior. She's our number eight, our alternate this year.
Okay.
But she's our lone senior for the boys and the girls.
Amazing.
So.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've got three on the girls team. We've got three juniors. We've got two sophomores and two freshmen are on varsity. Right.
Yeah. And then you have this weekend the junior high ran at state, and we was well represented there.
Oh my gosh, they're fun.
Yeah,
they are fun. You talk about a gross day. Sunday was awful.
Yeah.
And a few of them were definitely. That's the first time we've run in rain, and there's nowhere to hide. We have a tent, but it's wet. Everybody's wet. Yeah. Everything's wet and muddy. And a couple of them definitely struggled a little bit with it, but. Dang, McKenna.
Some of them didn't.
Yeah, McKenna Hills Camp went out, and she was literally one step. I mean, she was second place. That girl nipped her at the line. It was one step. It was she. Every time that girl pushed her, she surged. She raced so smart. It was awesome to watch. Parker Brunswick was 12th. He was 12th.
12.
Awesome. Top 15 got medals, so that was fun. They got to stand on a podium.
Cool.
I mean, it was a good weekend. The boys team ended up sixth overall, which was really good. I mean, they are so fun. They're so fired up. I hope that means they're going to want to come
keep
back.
Stay with it. That's
stick
right.
Stick with it. I mean, main thing is if they're having fun, that's the biggest thing.
Absolutely. Let's take a break.
When I see the kids running, they're always smiling and having a good time. I don't know if they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be.
If that was me, I wouldn't be doing that.
No.
I'd be like, I'd be crying, flipping the cars drive by off.
There's plenty of jacket around. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure you see that, too.
I'm sure. Hey, let's take a break. Come right back. 826 Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero turn in the industry. Ferris, experience suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
After defeating a tough Lincoln View team last night, Our Lady Indians will now take on the St. Henry Lady Redskins tomorrow night at Van Wert for the district championship at 6:30. We'll simulcast Rob Weaver's coverage of the match, and you can watch it on the NFHS video. On Saturday, our football team will begin the playoffs, traveling to Arcanum to take on the Trojans, with the Wayne Street Market pregame show starting at 6:40. Get out to the games to support our Indians teams in the postseason. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Forgot we had the stinger.
I like the stinger.
Yep. Stinger.
Yep. We're back here. We're talking everything girls country and Coach Diller. And you We talked a little bit off air about your junior high kids and the young kids coming up and your program as a whole. Talk about your staff and who you got, because when you get the amount of kids you're getting and
need some help,
you just can't be everywhere, can you?
No. And we have Matt Reisner is our assistant high school coach, and then our junior high coach is Bob Heikamp. We had just 5 junior high boys and 5 junior high girls, and you need 5 to be a team to score. So yeah. We really needed everybody to show up every week. With 3 of us, I feel like that works pretty good. We can spread out a little bit. Yeah. But we were working on stuff for the banquet this week, and I kind of laughed and I saw we have 7 sets of siblings between the high school and the junior high.
Is that right?
I was like, it's just kind of, 8 if you count Matt and I guess.
Yeah, right.
So how many of these kids are yours and Matt's kids?
Okay, so all 3 of us have kids on the team. So yep. I have a daughter who's a junior and a son that's a 7th grader. Mm-hmm. Matt has a daughter that's a freshman, and Bob has a son that's a sophomore and a daughter that's an 8th grader.
That's really cool, though. I mean, that's just...
That is pretty neat.
It is. I mean, not only are you coaching, it's just like Joe Bruns and Jalen.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, you're a coach, so but then you're fun. Also the parent. And it just... But I guess as you coach, you become a parent to all those kids. You root for them just as hard as your kids, or even harder sometimes, because... I think that's what's so great about coaching is when you see these kids, and I'm sure the thrill of Saturday makes everything worthwhile.
Yeah. Well, it's just nice. It's good to see them, learn to put hard work in and then get something out
get
of it.
Get rewarded. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, although I'm sure there's plenty of times that Reese and Megan are not thrilled that I'm around for stuff. But
here comes Mom.
I know. Oh, no, yeah. Mom. But they don't seem to be too... I mean, they'd tell me if they did want me to
sure.
do it.
Sure, so. Absolutely. Let's go through Saturday. What's coming up on Saturday as far as time frames?
Yeah, so we have our regional meets on Saturday. The ladies team that qualified as a team, they are running at 9. We also had 4 individuals that qualified individually. So if the team wouldn't have made it, they still would have made it. Ellie Will, Jenna Hart, Joelle Kaup, and Alexis Wendell. And then Trevor Heikamp on the boys' side qualified individually, and he will be running at 10 on Saturday. And he had a huge day. He dropped 14 seconds off his personal best.
Wow. We Kaupi was in here, and he talked about Joelle dropping her time.
Oh, she had a huge race. She dropped like 23 seconds. It was huge. It was awesome. She had a great day.
And then you said the high camp boy dropped a lot of time?
Yeah, so he dropped under 17 minutes for the first time. So he ran 16:59, which puts him... A couple years ago, Coach Reisner went through and came up with a top 20 list, like the top fastest times from Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery.
So Trevor is moved up to number 8 now. And pretty much all the people above him were on that state team.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Is he a sophomore or junior?
He's sophomore. Yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really fun to watch. Oh, man. He has so much passion for it, and he works so hard. It's just awesome to see that pay off.
So can you see, like, his stride? Does that mean, when you say it's so fun to watch him get, certain kids have run like a gazelle. They have a beautiful stride. Is he one of those, or is he just hard working?
Well, he has a lot of natural ability, but he works really hard for it. And some of it's figuring out how to race. And Coach Reisner has been really, really helpful with that, with figuring out the right, how fast to go out the first mile and what, you know, all the strategy things to do. But yeah, I mean, I don't pick too much on any of the kids' form. It is what it is. Doing the strength work helps that stuff. But, you know, if they're not getting injured, why mess with
it?
Go.
you know? Especially if they give you good times.
I mean, they're doing well. Now, if somebody was doing something that we were really struggling, sure, we'd try to work on that. But,
yeah.
No, they...
So, do you get, like... So, you sit down, like, and have a one-on-one... strategy. This is how you want to do stuff.
That
interests me. I mean, how do you? What is your strategy?
Yeah, it's very different for us than it is for ball sports for sure. Yeah. You know, for our kids, for Trevor, it's get out hard the first mile. So, I mean, he'll probably drop a 5:17 first mile. Like he'll run his first mile around that, but. Especially on this course. This is a tough course. Now, our kids all love this course. But
now, is this down Troy?
This is in Tiffin.
Okay, Tiffin.
So, it's a hard course. I mean, it's hilly. There's a lot of kids, so you can get boxed in. You know, yeah. Calp was talking about that. Really, if you get out hard that first mile, that you're
opens
good,
it up.
Yeah, you're in good spot. And then when you get a little further into it, and there's turns and twists and bridges you got to run over, you're in a good position.
Yeah.
And then really until the last maybe half mile, that's when you can move again and really pass people. So, you know, for him, his strategy is to get out hard and then hold his position and go and be confident. Go with the kids that he's supposed to. So some kids we do sit down and have individual talk if they want to.
Yeah.
You know, I don't push that. Some of them just like to go out and run. That's fine. Now with the girls, the strategy is more we want them to pack up and try to run together as much as they can, because the scoring in cross country works with whatever place you get. That's how many points you get. So if Ellie goes out and gets 20th place, we have 20 points. And then if Jenna gets 30, then we're at 50 points. So if we can pack a bunch of those kids in and we get maybe 30, 32, 33, 35, 37,
yeah.
that helps.
Yeah.
And the girls do a really good job of that. They tend to go out together, and like we always tell them, like, how go out as a big group, because how intimidating is that when you're out running, all of a sudden this big pack of purple just goes
around.
That's
yeah.
a good morale
that
killer.
Is kind of
sure. So we like to kill people's morale a little bit.
That's
so
good.
You know, that's there. That's really there. And then they know what teams we need to be looking for. So you know, they know that St. Henry is running super strong right now, and they're getting a kid back that's been out for either injury or illness. So they know they got to be hunting red. And
if
they see a red person, they attach themselves to them or try and pass.
Try to get with them.
So
So when you run in a pack like that, do you talk and stuff
some
say,
of them do.
Let's go now. Let's go get this girl.
So one of the things, for better or worse, I'm not a very good photographer, but for whatever reason, 5 years ago, one of the first meets I was at, I took pictures of each of the kids. So that's the thing I do. And they're never very good. But one of the pictures I had was Alexis and Anna running together. And Alexis has got her finger out pointing. There was 3 Parkway girls right in front of them. And they knew that Parkway was a team we were targeting for district. And I mean, like, it's just funny to see those. And they're taught. They know it. They're talking.
Yeah, sure.
They want it.
They
want
to get it.
So looking at the times, looking at everybody's there. There's 16 teams there.
22.
There's 22. The top
7 go.
Go.
Yeah. So we're probably, we were looking a little better like last year this time, but we're right there. We're probably anywhere from 5th to 9th. I mean, there's a big range there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to tell because everybody, I mean, they put rankings out, but it's kind of like, who votes on this?
Right.
I don't know. So, I mean, we definitely are, we're in the mix for it. There's probably 7 or 8 teams that are probably going for those 5 spots. Minster and Liberty Center are the 2 top-ranked teams in the state. They're in our region. So we're like, okay, we're at 5 spots now. That's fine.
Narrowed down.
That's fine. But, you know, so there's probably 7 or 8 teams that are going for those 5 spots. But,
and I don't like to talk about, like, other schools, but how does Minster do it? Are they just...
They're pretty regimented.
Yeah.
Like, they... At least year long ago, they were like that, and I assume they're like that now. You know, they were very specific on what they wanted their kids to eat. They were very specific about when they're in the weight room. They're very specific about how much they run. Hmm. And I just think a lot of it is they've cultivated this whole culture of excellence. And it's awesome to watch.
Yeah,
it's awesome to watch. They just keep reloading every year. But I think that's a program, too, where their junior high kids run with their high school kids. I mean, they're all together. So, like, the girls coaches high school and junior high. The boys coaches both. So I think that these junior high kids see what the high school kids are doing. And I think she must
pushes them
keep
too,
it
yeah.
fun. Yeah. Because otherwise, now I will say I feel like a lot of them are very burnt out by the time they graduate. Yeah. But I think it's a very intense program. And obviously it needs to be if you want that kind of those kind of results. Yeah. But I mean, you can argue we should be doing that, but at the same time, I would just much rather they have fun and they look back on that fondly, and that they say they like that they maybe occasionally go hide at the rest station in the bathrooms when they know we're out running.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's just part of it, but that doesn't bother me. I'd rather they have fun.
How about coach having fun?
Oh, yeah. Our coach is having fun always.
That's awesome.
We wouldn't do it if we were having fun. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
You mean you're not doing it for all the money?
That's
a big paycheck.
So do you actually, like, a lot of people spend more money on snacks and water for them than you make?
Well, we have really awesome parents. So
that's good.
That helps out.
That's really good.
They provide a lot of that.
That's good.
And we got our booster money. And
there you go.
But, I mean, that's what money is for, is to do stuff for the kids.
Yes,
so
we
try to do stuff for the kids every week once we get to this point in the season.
Yep. Well, we wish you the most luck in the world Saturday.
Oh, thank you.
We're super proud of I don't care how they finish, you know, they just represent our school just exactly how you'd want your kids to represent.
They are such great kids.
Yeah, they are. And good luck to you guys, and fill us in there and on how it goes. And then hopefully, you know, we'll get you up here and get, you know, I say we got, you know, we like to get the seniors up here and we'll get the Heinrich girl up here and talk to her and her plans in the future. And we really appreciate you and good luck Saturday.
Yep.
We're going to come back. Coach Niekamp's stopping up. He's going to talk a little bit of Indian football. We're going to talk about girls volleyball. We got a huge show yet.
Big show.
Sports Talk presented by the Wayne Street Market.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
For Powers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 2nd, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their popular spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and again this year, it will be carry-out only, and there will be no pre-sale tickets. The carry-out meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, and dessert. Just follow the signs on North Wayne Street for their drive-through. Tickets are again only $6, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. So don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day Spaghetti Supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 2nd. Halloween festivities in Fort Recovery will be held on Sunday, October 31st. The traditional Halloween parade will start at the high school commons at 2 o'clock, and it'll end at Van Trees Park, where the costume judging will start around 2:30. There will be prizes awarded in several categories of costumes. Then it's trick-or-treat time from 3 to 5. Residents, please turn on your porch light if you want the trick-or-treaters to stop, and trick-or-treaters, please only stop at the houses with their porch lights on. Sunday, October 31st, Halloween fun in Fort Recovery, parade starting at the high school commons at 2 o'clock, costume judging at Van Trees Park at 2:30, trick-or-treat from 3 to 5.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Of 80s rock bands. And we're a little down on him. Yeah. And Dean Zeringer told you you're an idiot.
Dean was all over it.
He was and who else was in there? Eric Smith.
Yep.
Yeah, they were all
you
over
it. You got anything to say to these guys and me and... Oh, whoa.
You got him up.
Uh-oh. He's coming to the table now.
80s rock band. And you have Cinderella. I'm Nobody's Fool. Well, I was a fool for reading that list.
Why don't you settle down there, monkey boy?
Monkey boy.
Monkey boy.
I wouldn't have called him a monkey boy.
One, Cinderella was, for lack of a better term, the bottom end of a genre.
Yeah, but they,
of
were,
hair
but
bands.
They were still ahead of some other ones that were probably pretty good.
Aerosmith did one thing with Run DMC in the 80s, and that was pretty much it.
In the 80s,
Metallica?
In the 80s, they had Dude, Angel, Ragdoll, Lovin' an Elevator.
Whoa.
Janie's Got a Gun.
Wait a minute.
Janie got a gun.
What?
Rocker what got a gun.
Those are all 80s.
Whoops.
A year, though.
You didn't research.
88, 89.
Did you not research?
88, 89, and 90.
Research.
Yes.
And?
A little fan on the research this time. Just threw him out there. Might be Cinderella, might be his favorite.
Remember, no, favorite that's exactly right. And then the greatest top 30 women. You want to get your balls cut off?
You were going to get clocked.
I don't think we're allowed to use the word.
We just did. You want to die?
I've said worse things on this air, and I got hell for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, worse. You said worse.
You can't rate the top 30 hot women in Fort Recovery.
They're
some
all
guy's going to kill you. They're all hot.
Attention, Kmart shoppers.
Yeah.
One, I had it requested.
We request that you only do really good ones.
And...
and you agree with everything we say.
Those 30 women ain't complaining.
Oh. Well, one of them it was, I think, because she was down in the 20s instead of the top.
Uh-oh, they're going to be cat fighting.
You're going to have women fighting each other.
It ain't good. This ain't good.
That ends up,
hey, I'll pay to see that.
Just exactly. That ends well for us.
Mm. Well, let's work on our list from now on. Man, we're going to keep giving you hell, but you keep bringing the list
I think
down.
You're right.
That's the whole reason we like
it.
Going,
going?
I got a good one coming tomorrow. I think I'll be in better graces by Friday.
Oh, we'll find something to complain about.
You might have a hard time with this one, though.
I'll still find something.
Uh-oh.
Might be a little tough.
What's your category?
You'll find out in about 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
What if I'm not up there?
Let's go. Big list. Let's go.
It's a good job. Tantalizing the group.
It is a That's tantalizing. Nice. Fee, how about the girls' volleyball team last night?
Awesome. They're on fire right now. They're playing again.
Oh, my goodness.
They got her dialed back in.
The way we're playing now. Woo. The last two matches, I think, were the best ones we played all year. They're That's at least exactly in the right. top three or four.
It's kind of funny because Bob Guggenbiller came in about a day before the first match. And he said, you know, if we would just play like we did down in Versailles, he said, because we thumped them. And he said, we really look good. And I think it dialed in. That's exactly the way they're playing right now. They're playing really good. And that was two pretty good teams.
Yes, two very good teams.
Yeah.
And and Coach Guggenbiller has his rotation set up. He knows he's getting great play from not just one girl. You know, Whitley Ramels and all, you know, she's a stud.
She's big time.
She hardly played last night.
But he is getting play from a lot of kids right now that are peaking. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they got it going.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm sitting there watching.
Unbelievable match.
Why wouldn't she? Why wouldn't Whit play? Well, we didn't need her.
Yeah,
that worked out great.
Tell you what,
thinking I don't know, and I'm sitting there looking.
Faith Wendell had a tremendous game. Yes.
Great,
great sets.
Darky girl was phenomenal.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Phenomenal. Tegan, it was just
Tegan had great
Grace Guggenbiller.
Yeah, Gracie.
Some of those girls had numerous aces and a whole bunch of serve points.
Yeah, it was a fun game to listen to, and I didn't get up there. I'm going up tomorrow night and looking forward to the Fort Coverage Center game. And
it's always a war.
It is, and it's a district final, and. When you're playing your best volleyball at the best time of the year, that'll be.
Oh, and I saw that the school has a bus that they're sending the first 50 kids that sign
there
up
you
or
go.
Something
free
can go on the bus for free.
There you go.
Now that's free for the bus, not free for the ticket. You still have to get your own ticket. They can't somehow they're not allowed to get you a ticket.
But we'll buy them. How much is a ticket?
$10.
Ooh, Jesus.
Wait a minute.
It's $10.
I think so. Ten
for
or
a
eight.
Kid?
Yeah, I think it is. I think all the tickets are $10.
$3.
We'll pay three.
Tom, we'll give them three. That's it.
They're not going to have any trouble filling that bus, I don't think.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's going to be a fun thing for the kids.
Absolutely.
And of course, back in my day, it wouldn't have been all that much fun, but the high school principal is driving the bus.
Who was who?
Tony Stahl. He's driving the bus.
Tony's got the bus?
In my day... In my day, if Doc Konapke was driving the bus, there wouldn't be one person on the bus. he's in, I'm out.
Hey, we got to, I know Liberty Bend was ahead of Colwire 2-1 going into game four. Ooh,
yeah.
Let's check that out because that's a war. I'm sure Chuck Etz was
Colwire, it was 2-1. Actually, it was three great games. It was 25-21, 27-25, 25-21. Yeah. They've been going
on. So we get to final that. If anybody knows that, text that to us. We'd like to know what's going on with that.
Got a text to Rocker. Tell Rocker Janet Reisner is number one in my book.
Ooh.
I don't know who it is.
Well, probably Dave.
Might could be Dave.
Dave Reisner is a lover.
Yeah.
Yep. He's a lovey-dovey.
Yeah. I like it.
Sticking up for his wife and pet. And I got to agree with him. Yeah. I don't know. Don't get much better than that.
No. But, definitely.
Yeah.
Top fiver. No
Did
doubt.
Your wife make the list?
Nope. Wasn't even sniffing.
What?
Mad, too.
Madder than a hornet?
Yeah. No Thanksgiving for Rock this year. He's out. Christmas.
What are you doing Christmas? Where are you going? I know where you're not going. Felix. I know where you're not going for Thanksgiving. Stoglers. You're out.
Number one host for holidays will be his next top 10. Okay. Him on top.
That's exactly right. So good luck to the Lady Indians tomorrow night.
Yes.
Spencer, give us some info. What's that going to be on?
6:30.
6:30?
Here? FRR? Rob?
Rob?
We're simulcasting Rob.
Simulcasting Rob.
Yep. When Rob's doing the volleyball, we're simulcasting. And because he's a really good home.
Is that Van Wert again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was texting him during a match last night, and I know that I'm probably driving him crazy, you know. But I'm listening to Pudge, and I'm listening to, you know, I'm texting both of them, and they're laughing at me, and I enjoy doing that. I guess I'm just kind of a loser about that kind of stuff.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
kind of funny.
And they're laughing. Oh, yeah, they're texting
back. Won't ever help me. Help you to text me because I don't pay any attention to my phone while we're on the air.
Well, you think about this. Think about how good Rob is and think about how good Pudge is.
Yes.
And they're doing that by themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got some fat guy
calling them.
Texting them back and forth. And their
answer, phone keeps going.
They're texting and they're talking about. And they got that's one of the reasons I do it. Just see how damn good those guys are.
They are. We are so blessed to have people like that in this area.
Yeah.
You know, and you get other places. You know, around here, they can't make the press boxes big enough for football and some of the things.
Yeah.
Other places you go, and they are so thrilled that there's somebody covering their game.
Yeah.
Even if they know that it's absolute homer announcers for the other team, they are just thrilled that we go to their place and broadcast a game. It's just, it's interesting. Some of the people around here kind of take for granted how good they have it with especially WCSM doing a number of everybody around here they do three games
sent a tweet out a picture of the seventh grade tournament at Coldwater and there had to be Coldwater's got how many people sit on one side Coldwater 1200
it was a great picture
the place seats
8 million people
yeah
it's unbelievable.
And
it's
a seventh grade volleyball and I guarantee there's 500 people there
yep.
If not 600.
Who does that?
Our conference.
Yeah, the NAC. No doubt.
Our conference does that. And I tweeted that out. Digger, of course, who has a huge, retweeted it.
Yeah.
And I seen it had like 175 likes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep. Now, last night, Lincoln View had at least half again more fans than we did.
Yeah, well,
of course,
right
they drive
there.
5 miles.
Right, right.
So they just, you know, if they're going to Van Wert, they just stop into the gym.
Sure.
But so we usually travel very well, and normally a MAC school will outfan every other school.
Sure.
But that one was a slightly different situation.
So tomorrow night at 6:30, it's Fort Recovery. It's St. Henry and a great matchup of two really good volleyball teams, two really good programs. And folks, if you can't make it up there, try to get up there and support these ladies. It'll be right here on FR Radio.
If not, yep. They'll get her.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back with Coach of the Indians, Brett Niekamp. Right after this, Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Klingchen & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchenandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchen & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4848.
Get ready for the return of the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot 5K. After a year off, we're ready to gobble our way through St. Henry on Saturday, November 6th, all while benefiting Everhart Hospice. In-person registration begins at 9 a.m. with race beginning at 10 a.m. The flat 3.1-mile course will start and finish at Cooper Farms Processing in St. Henry. Water will be provided on the course with chip timing provided by Speedy Feet. Following the race, enjoy a delicious hot turkey meal, carryout style. For pricing and full race details, visit SpeedyFeet.com and search for the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Elf, the musical presented by the Jay County Civic Theater, is coming to Arts Place Wednesday through Saturday, December 8th through the 11th.
The cast will include numerous local adults and students, including Fort Recovery band director Reed Knuth, starring as Buddy the Elf. Advance sale tickets are $8 for children and $10 for adults and can be purchased at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, or you can just call them at 260-726-4809. Tickets purchased the week of the show will be $2 higher. You don't want to miss Elf the Musical, starring our own Reed Knuth as Buddy the Elf, coming up December 8th through 11th at Arts Place in Portland. Get your tickets now.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
You can't do that.
Sorry.
Stanger.
We were chit-chatting about all kinds of stuff, and I got distracted and let Bubba know 3 seconds before we were coming back on the air.
How old are you?
41.
41. So you remember 80s rock music?
Yes.
Did you see Rocker's List of the top 10 80s bands?
No.
Thank God.
Do I want to?
No.
He got some of them right.
He got two.
He got a couple of them.
He got the top five right.
No. I was disappointed.
Well, maybe you ought to do your own damn list.
There you go.
Just get, whenever he does a list, you do your
My
list.
My own damn list.
I can't, because his list is always good.
Yeah.
He does have great lists.
But you're supposed to make lists to make people mad or controversy and get people talking about it. So you do good.
It works.
It does work. Well, hey, welcome back to Sports Talk. It's about 9 o'clock, and we had Christy Diller in here, and now we have the coach of the Indians in football, and it's Brent Niekamp. Coach. Thanks for stopping up.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's fun to still be playing.
Dang right, baby.
Week 11 here.
Hey,
we
everybody's
go.
0-0 right now. This is a real season.
That's exactly right. You stopped up a couple times this year. And we talked football, and this was one of those seasons where we knew it was going to be. You know, we lost a lot. But if somebody tells you that we're playing Arcanum in the first round of the playoffs, you'll say, sign me up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tag it.
Yeah, you know, even just getting to this point, you know, we said Monday or Tuesday when we first met with the kids, you know, first of all, you're fortunate because you're still playing. You know, who you're playing, don't even worry about that. Let's just think about the fact that we get another week of football to play when there's, you know, half the teams in the state aren't
right
now.
That's right.
So first of all, that's great. And then it's always nice to be able to just get away from the league teams for a round if
happens.
You can.
Yeah,
it's they are so they're so good, but also it's that familiarity. Where we were talking about, we were just in the league meeting tonight, and we were talking about that, like, all of us guys can sit down and draw up the other guy's playbooks.
I mean, that's exactly
right. They line up in the first formation to run their first play, and the other sideline's yelling, the ball's going right here.
Yeah.
So there's nothing that's easy. And so just that sort of refreshing, okay, this is somebody else. It's a little different. It's fun for the kids. It's fun for us to get ready. And I know Arcanum's got a nice team. They got a heck of a quarterback and that Sean O'Meyer kid who they throw it all over the yard. So we're fired up, man. We're just excited to be preparing for another game. And we're going to go down there and let it rip Saturday.
Yeah. There you go. You look at that team that we're playing, Brent, and our Arcanum. You know, they always have good athletes when we play them at any sport.
Absolutely.
It's always fun to play.
It's always
because
tough. Yeah.
They're as good as the CCC. Well, is it the CCC yet or what's that conference?
I can't remember what does it say?
WOAC.
Western Ohio Athletic Conference. I couldn't remember what it was.
And they're great, the great people down there, and they're going to be fired up because they're tired of hearing about that Mac crap, and they're going to come in. They're bringing everything they got at us.
No question about it. So it makes a really, really fun matchup for a first round football game. And like I said, excited to be doing it. Excited
Absolutely.
For our kids to have, our seniors to have at least another week to play. Excited for our younger kids to get the opportunity to get that playoff experience and see what that's like. And, you know, hopefully we have a good chance to go down there and get a road win see if we can advance. That's the goal right now, is to survive in advance.
When you look at their schedule and who they've played, and you know, they've lost two games. They lost a once beaten Tri-Village and an undefeated Preble Shawnee. But you can score against them, and you can move the ball. And I would guess, not knowing much about, but I know you, and I know your philosophy all year this year has been, let's have long, sustained drives, keep the ball out of their hands, and just pound, pound, pound the ball. And that's probably something that we'll try again Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, I think that's, it's kind of our MO anyways. And I do think that we may have a little edge up front. And so that's definitely in the game plan. And that keeps the ball out of the hands of their dangerous guy, you know, their quarterback. And he's a factor. And they got a lot of receivers. They got, you know, they put five wide all the time, and they throw the ball all the time. So they're always trying to attack and, you know, get the ball downfield. So keeping the ball away from those guys is going to serve us well. If we can do it.
Do you look at the weather forecast, and they're calling for a wet day and maybe clearing up for game time? Do you worry about the track or anything like that, or is that something you can't control, so you don't worry about it, or basically? It is what it is.
It is what it is. It's a factor. I mean, it doesn't do any good to worry about it, but it's also something that you do have to get ready for. If you know it's supposed to be wet, then you need to prepare a little bit. Maybe you get a bucket of water out at practice and dunk the footballs and practice catching a wet ball and snapping.
Do you do that
a wet
stuff?
Ball. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah. I mean, a couple times a year.
Yeah.
But. So it's. I think it's silly to try to ignore that. You know, I tell the boys a story. My college coach, when I'd have to long snap and the ball would be wet, and I'd say, "Yeah, the ball's wet. This is hard." And the coach would say, "Damn it! There's no such thing as a wet ball. Snap it. get it to him in 8/10 of a second, or you're fine."
Yeah, you're out of that. Well, there goes your scholarship.
We'll find somebody that will.
But. You know, to be able to, with the players, to say, look, this is a factor, right? It's a factor for us. It's a factor for them. We're not going to act like it's not there, but we're going to deal with it.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
move on. Don't bother you.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your ball club right now. And you know, we let's look at the last three games. We look really impressive versus a Parkway team that we manhandled. We looked really good. I thought we looked really good against St. John's.
We did.
I know that game was, but that was a damn fluke. And I sat up here.
Yeah, we watched the same.
That's the damnedest thing I ever seen, lose that game like that.
Two flukes in a row.
Yeah. You know. It.
How do they land in those guys' hands without them even trying to get it? That's what happened. It got tipped and landed
in
there.
It's incredible.
It was unbelievable.
Last year's a Henry game.
It's what,
incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that stuff's like...
That's what they come down to sometimes. It's tough when you don't make those plays. And you
need that thing to come your
when
way.
You know what? When you win a game like that, and when you do make those plays, you forget all about it.
I deserved that.
That was skill.
You move on, and you think, that was a great win. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And when you lose a game, because of plays like that, you can't ever forget it.
Oh,
so it's... Awful. It's disappointing and everything, but we did. You're right. We did a lot of great things that game. That showed some growth on the defensive side of the ball, and you know we ran the ball pretty well against a pretty stout defense and some good athletes. So you know, as disappointing as that loss was, I still think it showed some growth on our end. And you know, we struggled at New Bremen offensively, especially with a really good against a really good defensive front. We were able to protect a little bit better the second half and make some plays. So that was a little bit more encouraging to hit some of those, and then defensively still, you know, we did some good things. They made some nice plays. That Holman kid
he's pretty good.
Yeah. The alley kid, number 12, is for real. That New Bremen team is really impressive. And I think, you know, in that region...
They're as good as anybody we played.
Yeah. In that region, it's going to be a major fight, I think, between them, St. Henry and Marion, who's going to come out of there.
Yeah.
And I think they're all pretty similar. In terms of how good they are, I think they're fairly even. And
any given
it'll
night.
It'll depend on who plays well and who gets some breaks in those games. So that... you know, I feel good about going into the postseason because I feel like we're a lot better team now than we were 10 weeks ago. And that's always what you want in developing throughout the year. And hopefully you can develop throughout the year and then have the opportunity to do this and make some noise in the postseason. And it's exciting.
Yeah. You're six seniors. They were up here last week. And I'm not – I like – Okay, so we get a chance to interview these seniors every year up here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just love that.
I do, too.
Those six kids there are pretty awesome.
They were your seniors. They were fun guys. Yeah.
You have had to love coaching them kids.
Yeah, I've had a ton of fun this year. The kids have been great. I feel, you know, with my changing in, you know, my position and going back to teaching, I have more time to devote to those relationships and working with those guys. So I'm getting to know those guys better probably than I did the last 2 years. And I love it. And these guys are, they're great. They're fun to go to work with every day. And that, you know, something that probably shows a lot about them is the fact that we went through as tough a stretch as you can probably go through in that five games that we lost in a row.
Who is our athletic director?
That's up to the Mac, man.
That's the league.
That's,
you know?
Yeah, that's your pal Digger Don.
Yeah. against, you know, I think we looked at that and went, geez, you know, every one of these teams but one or two has won a state title in the last 5 years.
Yeah, those. Think about that.
So, but anyways, we went through that stretch, and those guys never blinked. They never felt sorry for themselves. They never got discouraged. They knew, hey, this week we're up against a really, really tough team. They're going to be really, really hard to beat. And they're like, all right, let's go play.
Yeah.
Who cares? Let's do as well as we can, and we'll let the chips fall where they fall. And those guys having that attitude and staying positive like that is what's allowed us to get better. You know, it's very possible that we go through a five-game stretch like that, don't get better. You know, get our heads down. Shut things down.
Call quits.
And get beat by Parkway.
Yeah.
That's not out of the question. You know, when you win a game like that, it looks like, oh, it's inevitable you're going to beat them. No, it's partially because of how those guys prepared for the weeks in between there. And then a team like Delphus, you know, we have a chance to beat them. Obviously, you know, lose in a disappointing way. But to have that shot and to play that well at that point in the season comes from the fact that even through those tough weeks, We were getting better.
You got a quarterback who's like the, you know, you get your six seniors and he's like a seventh senior because he's a leader and he just his demeanor and the way he
doesn't get too excited.
No, and
that's good stuff.
When you talk about somebody you want leading your offense and even your defense, he's just a good dude, man.
Yeah, Kale's done a great job at having, you know, kind of that command of the offense and leading. And it's fun for me, you know, working a lot more with the offense and working more directly with the quarterback. The relationship that he and I have and the talks that we have at practice or on the sideline. And I love that about him, that he's able to stay, you know, he's able to not get too emotional one way or the other, to stay focused and keep trying to make a play. Again, regardless of the situation, right? Doesn't matter, you know, up 30, down 30, playing whoever. He's trying to help his team make a play and get better one play at a time.
I think, like you said at the beginning of the year, you just want them to keep getting better. And I really think they have. And the one thing, like, that having the six boys up here last week, they love football. You know, you can just tell there's some kids that are good athletes. They play three different sports. You know, I kind of like this. I don't like those six guys love football. Yeah. I mean, and you can just get it from them. And that's how they played for you this year. You know, they, like you said, just, they never seem to get too excited, you know, and it just keep going. What's our next test? You know,
it makes you really appreciate working with kids like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your running back, who we knew was going to be Riley's a little, you know, a little scat back. He's, you know, he's going to get a lot of carries this year. He went over 1,000 yards Friday night. What a thing for Riley and the offensive line.
Yeah. And what's cool about it is those guys look at it that way. They look at it as a group effort. You know, they, you know, he might have the 1,000 yards next to his name, but those guys on the offensive line,
I did all
like, hey, we did this.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he doesn't try to take it from them, but, no, but it's something that they take pride in, too.
Yeah, Riley knows that as well as anybody. And, you know, he's not as verbal as Will was, but Will never said, that was me. Oh, those guys made my hole. I went through, and once I got through, maybe it was me.
Yeah.
But I wasn't nothing that, until they made that hole. And now Riley doesn't talk as much as Will did. I don't know quiet. If anybody does.
It's hard to.
But, you know, that was the thing that was very, very well known that Will made sure that everybody into the line made the holes.
Let's take one more break. Come right back. We're going to talk about your program as a whole this year and where we're at.
What's the future?
Sports Talk presented by
Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat-deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
After defeating a tough Lincoln View team last night, Our Lady Indians will now take on the St. Henry Lady Redskins tomorrow night at Van Wert for the district championship at 6:30. We'll simulcast Rob Weaver's coverage of the match, and you can watch it on the NFHS video. On Saturday, our football team will begin the playoffs, traveling to Arcanum to take on the Trojans with the Wayne Street Market pregame show starting at 6:40. Get out to the games to support our Indians teams in the postseason. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Much money there.
Yeah. No, we didn't get. We didn't pay more money there.
Yeah, we don't need the money.
We're loaded?
We're loaded.
No, we just give it away.
Attaboy.
That's what we like.
That's what we got to do. We're back here with Coach Niekamp, 9:15. You got to get to bed. Kids in bed yet?
Probably.
All of them?
Carly?
No chance. You know what?
There ain't no chance. You'll be in bed before they will.
We're to that point.
Yeah, where, you're going home. Go to bed.
Mom and Dad are going to bed. Turn the lights off.
Make sure you lock the door.
Yeah, that's exactly
walk
right.
Walk the dog.
Let's talk a little bit about the program this year. Junior high teams. Win, loss, I think they're both around 500, but a lot of good things going on in junior high.
Yeah. I don't know the records off the top of my head. I think the 8th grade was a little over 500.
Yeah.
And the 7th grade was a little under. But a lot of kids playing, you know, close to 20 guys are around that number in both of those grades. You know, we got a great group of guys working with those kids in the junior high level. Kevin Eink, Toby Metzger, Darian Sheffer, and Nick Vogel.
That is a pretty good group.
That's a great group of guys. You know,
that's awesome.
Guys I like to be around on the sideline, and I get down there on the sideline as much as I can when they're at home, and try to work with those guys and try to be as visible at their practices as possible, because I want those 8th graders and 7th graders to know that I can't wait until they're my guys.
Get to me, baby. That's right.
And so that's fun, and it's fun to watch those guys come into our high school program and work with them and develop. And, you know, a lot of the guys that we've been talking about, those You mentioned the Kanapke boys. I remember when those two guys first walked in the weight room as little skinny, awkward skinny sixth graders.
Yeah.
You know, and we say, all right, boys, this is what a squat looks like, and this is how you do this. And
now here, go do a million of them.
You start the process, you know, and then you do that for 6 years and see where they end up. And it's always, you know, whether whatever expectations are met or not, or what, you know, that kind of stuff doesn't even matter. It's just the development that happens over that amount of time is really, really cool.
You know, you should take pictures of those kids when they come in at seventh grade.
First year, yeah, that would be kind of cool.
And
bring pictures out when
and at a banquet. Here you go,
yeah,
buddy.
Bring it out. This is what you were when that's you came in.
And that is really cool stuff because it is amazing that the Kanapke boys are a perfect example.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you see some of these young kids, and you know, you have a really good sophomore class this year, and I'm not just saying, you know, but you got some good young kids coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, nothing would be better than just to continue to play.
Oh, absolutely.
So yes. Winning this for sure. Week
yeah.
And getting to that next week.
Yeah, it keeps the fire in them, boys, I tell you what. Like for you, Brent, now.
Well, it's a sport like no other because you don't get to put on a helmet and shoulder pads and play or practice in any time of the year except between August and however long your season goes.
Yeah.
So being able to keep those guys in pads playing and practicing is a
that's pretty fun.
Is a huge advantage if you can do it.
Yeah. So, Coach, do you know, like, do you get an inkling when you're going to be really good, like, from that weight room? I mean, you get kids that you look, man, these kids, they love to lift weights. They're going to be good. You know, I just kind of think of some of the times I kind of watch some of the kids during the state, some of the state teams, and, I mean, there were some kids in there that lived in that thing. You know, I'm going through baseball, and they're in there lifting weights. And I think, that's a good sign. You know, that's a good sign.
Yeah. The group that comes to mind the most that was like that was that senior class of guys the first year we made the playoffs in 2014, which was like Evan and Alex Shane, Seth Riegel, Tony Keller, Nick Link, Jacob Weskerdis, that group of guys, Mitchell Stahman, Cole Hall. I'm going to name all of them here if I'm not careful. But,
yeah, right. But you kind of knew that something group, special was going
on
there. Yeah,
they were, and it wasn't that they had awesome numbers in the weight room, that they were lifting all this weight or anything. Yeah. Is that they loved being in there, and they worked really, really hard, and they did it as a group, and they expected everybody to do that.
Yeah.
And that's, there's a lot to be said for creating that environment.
Yeah.
That's a winning environment. It's awesome, and Saturday night, what time are we on?
6:40 pregame.
6:40 pregame, and are we Calpe? Are we got Joe and Calpe?
Yes.
Boys are back.
Yeah, we're in the press box, and Tiger is in the press box. Unfortunately, as of right now, Rob is in the stands.
Ooh.
That's not good. They have a very small press box.
Yeah. Yeah, but they have a nice facility down there.
It's decent. Yeah. It's definitely.
It's going to be their last. Adequate. It's going to be their last game of the year too.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
I got good feeling.
Oh, good I got a really good
I
feeling.
Like mine.
Huh?
I like got a
good feeling. Yeah, I can buy a ticket down there for that.
No.
God,
it's all online.
Everything is online. OHSAA found out last year that it worked out really well for them to sell
the
tickets.
All the money.
And that is how it's going to go. Yep, that is how it's going to go.
Perfect.
And probably forever.
Might. Never know, do you?
No. Well, they might. I can't see them sending it back to the schools and collecting money and sending money here and there. They're gonna do it all online.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, wish you luck for us Saturday night, buddy.
Go get them, coach.
Appreciate you coming up here. Let's talk a little bit about our Buckeyes. So Saturday night, Buckeyes got Penn State. Their offense is freakish.
Kind of got her dialed in right now. They're running on all eight cylinders. That was unbelievable.
Did the Indiana coach say something last week like they were dropping receivers out of the sky or something?
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was...
Jeez, they were...
We're sitting there texting, what is the deal in this offense?
What is going on?
My God, they just score and they don't slow down and don't slow down. He's like, here we go, boys, strap her on. We're playing.
Put 70 up, we have to. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. I liked him this week in his press conference. He says, we will root for Cincinnati.
Yeah.
They're in Ohio school and we're rooting for them. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, because a spot we're battling for.
Yeah,
and he's like,
Well, there's plenty of room for Ohio State and Cincinnati, especially if we can knock those other alleged SEC giants out that are falling left and right against
Penn State. Gets their quarterback back Saturday, and he's 100%.
Is he?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's all red day, isn't
it? Oh, is it?
Yep.
Bring him on.
Buckeyes get. Huh?
Somebody's knocking at the door.
You drunk?
Well.
Rockers on
the
crack.
Doors are unlocked. I don't know what we can do.
Yeah, you don't have to knock on our doors, do you?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Come on in.
How about the Bengals?
Bengals?
Are you a Bengal fan?
He doesn't look like one.
You a Bengal fan?
No.
Me either. You?
No.
They're really good.
They are
Joe
good.
Burrow.
Joe Burrow is unbelievable.
I'm a Browns fan. Joe Burrow is a...
How
do you not like him?
And that wide receiver. Yep.
I'm aware of the Bengals pretty much because I see Joe Burrow every day.
Yeah, I bet you do.
And he tells me everything I want to know and then some. I watch him a little bit. I watch the Browns more.
Yeah, between him and Chase.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They blow Twitter up every Sunday.
Chase blows Twitter.
And Chase tweets every Bengal. He is
He's
boys.
He's a diehard.
And Vaughn.
About that. Yeah, them guys.
They do. They love it. I love it, too. They're fun.
I'll tell you what, they're good.
They are. Baker practiced today.
I seen him throwing a little bit.
Yeah.
We may need him. I'm afraid.
You ain't kidding, we're going to need him.
Cody says we get the win this week. Next week will be unbelievable.
Bengals and Browns?
Bengals
and
Browns. Might be for the
Furline piss pot, Spiker Mike would say. Furline, I don't know what that means, but he always says that. Whenever we was playing the last game at Pinochle, this is for the Furline. You know what that means?
No.
I would guess Furline means luxurious, and piss pot means...
Toilet?
Just
this is for the luxury toilet.
Old kit and caboodle.
Yep.
Well, you always said it, and I had no idea what it meant, but I use it. So, we want to thank everybody for coming in. Christy Diller, good luck to the cross-country team Saturday.
They've had.
And that's an easy team to root for.
Mm.
Good luck to the volleyball team tomorrow night.
Stay hot.
Oh, I'd love to beat St. Henry.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be fun.
Well, I watched their game against Marion Local out of the last 6 points.
I heard Marion got hosed.
Out of the last 6 points, 3 of them were controversial, and I haven't had a chance to look on NFHS to watch them, but I think the officials got 2 of those calls wrong.
Charlie Gale said the last call of the game was the worst call in volleyball history.
Yeah. Really? I think it hit in front of that line judge,
yeah,
and he was standing on the line, and he called it out.
Yeah, that's what Charlie
what it looked
said.
Like to me. Now, he did jump back a little bit, or might have been she, whichever one it was. But they get all the breaks, always have. I can't remember any time when they didn't.
Travis, good breaks. Luck, Coach Guggenbiller, all them girls.
We need to beat them so bad that the officials can't, a bad call can't.
Nobody can stop us.
Can't make a difference.
Don't make a difference.
Nope. Big win tomorrow night.
I like it.
If we play like we have been,
Coach
we will win that.
Squad goes down there.
Saturday night against the Arkansas Trojans.
That's a win.
Finishes a fabulous
Absolutely,
week.
Absolutely, that's a win.
That sounds great. We want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Put it in the archives tonight yet?
Yep.
Being in it.
Always, yep.
Don't screw it up.
I do have record on, so it's hard to screw it up now.
We need Chuck back.
Yes.
We do need Chuck.
Yes.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market. See you next week.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.
FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.